Let's talk about paws. Paws of courage. True tales of heroic dogs that protect and serve. Readers will cheer for the hero dogs featured in this great collection, profiled with stunning photos and inspiring tales. Those bravery tales, those friendship tales, heroism, and more. Nancy Furstinger knows all about it, as she does join us here on the morning show to discuss. I hope you're a dog lover, Nancy.
Oh, my gosh. That's an understatement.
Well, according to your bio, it is an understatement. You've been speaking up for animals since you learned to talk. You have nearly 100 books and certainly share your home with big dogs and rabbits all rescued. Proud to join you with my three Jack Russells. So appreciate our, our conversation. Nancy, Paws of Courage. Tell me what your premise is with your work.
This book profiles 22 dogs that do amazing jobs. They do everything from detecting explosives overseas in Afghanistan and Iraq, sniffing out food and drugs and other contraband at international airports, working with police officers to apprehend suspects, detecting accelerants such as gasoline that are used to start fires. Some dogs jump out of helicopters to rescue swimmers in distress. Some jump out of helicopters to catch poachers who are hunting African elephants. It's just incredible the number of jobs that a dog can do because, as you're probably aware, their noses are much more powerful than humans, about 10,000 times more powerful. So they're put to work doing these jobs to help us out.
You bet. Well, let's first of all ask for a couple of specific examples. You title each chapter with, I trust, the dog name, from the doubly devoted Spike to Sage, a lifetime of service. What's one of your you'd like to share, your pups here?
Well, I can't pick a favorite because they're all my favorite.
I figured you'd go there, yeah.
One of the ones that your listeners might have heard of was recently in the news, Brittany. She was the last surviving 9/11 dog, and she passed away earlier this month. She was nearly 17, which is an incredible age for a golden retriever. But her and her handler, Denise Corliss, started out when Brittany was around 2 years old, and they went on their first search and rescue deployment, which was baptism by fire. It was 9/11, and unfortunately, she was not able to do what she was trained for, search and rescue, but she created her own job when she saw a fireman sitting on the curb, really dejected with his head in his hands, and she pulled Denise toward him, and she put her head in his lap to comfort him, so she became a therapy dog during 9/11, but then she transformed back to a search and rescue dog, and she was deployed on a lot of missions such as Hurricane Katrina. She had the right temperament, like a lot of golden retrievers. They're confident and calm in stressful situations. And then when she got older, she retired, but she found a third career, and she went to first grade classes, and she became a reading dog where kids would sit there and read stories to her. So she had a really amazing life. And like I said, she was the last 9/11 dog and very heroic.
Great. Paws of Courage, True Tales of Heroic Dogs That Protect and Serve. With us, Nandy Furstinger, to talk about the dogs and more, this part of a National Geographic presentation. Nancy, I ask for another example, please.
Oh, certainly. Well, let's go to our cover dog, Leica,
yeah.
Who is a gorgeous Belgian Malinois. These dogs are the canine superheroes. They have speed, strength, and courage, and they're the primary breed that they use for military working dogs overseas. So this dog was picked by her trainer, Julia McDonald, and he had a choice of several dogs, and he decided he wanted the most stubborn dog because he thought this gave her an edge. And
great.
She was only on the job for 3 weeks, and she was sniffing out explosives. And she was leading a brigade of Julian and his team. And unfortunately, she got shot by a sniper. and she lost her right front leg. So after many surgeries, she recovered, and then she retired. And like 90% of the military working dogs that retire, her trainer wanted to adopt her, Julian, but they were afraid that she might be a little too aggressive from the way she was trained to live in a home environment with him and his wife and their toddler. So he had her temperament tested, and he brought her home with, you know, great trepidation. He had the muzzle on, and within 5 minutes, the muzzle was off, and the dog was kissing the sun and transformed into a great family dog. And Julian actually refers to her as his fur daughter. And he insisted on sending me a pawtographed copy of Paws of Courage with her paw prints all over it, which is I really treasure. And even though she's retired, she has a new job also. She goes skydiving in tandem with Julian to test parachute dog vests for the military. So that's pretty cool.
That's great. Lastly, talk about from your, obviously, your investigation, the bonds between these military and law enforcement dogs and their handlers.
The bonds are really intense because they are with their dogs 24/7. The police dogs actually go home with their police officer handlers and live in their family environment, so they stay with them. And the military working dogs are, you know, 24/7. They sleep right next to the trainers in the cot, sometimes in the cot or in a bed right next to them. And as I had mentioned, the majority of them, when they retire due to injury or illness or age or the lack of the thrill of the job anymore, they are adopted by their handlers. And the other 10% are adopted by civilians, and as you can imagine, there's quite a long waiting list for them.
Good. Paws of Courage, True Tales of Heroic Dogs That Protect and Serve. Again, love the front cover. Thanks to UN National Geographic. Nancy, how do we find out more information?
Yes, you can look at my website, which is Nancy Furstinger, Furstinger, and it tells more information about this book and the other animal books that I've written.
All right, keep up the good work. Thank you.